This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Let me introduce you to a word that is probably new to you, but will probably be used much more in the future. You know, decades ago when I talked about concepts like secular humanism or the New Age movement on radio, I think most listeners wondered why I was talking about such philosophical concepts. But you know, they soon learned how important they were. The word is panopticon. It is used in two YouTube videos I've seen and is used many times in one of the books I'm reading. The idea was formulated by the philosopher Jeremy Bentham, who wanted to construct a way in which a watchman could keep an eye on lots of prisoners in a prison. A central tower was surrounded by cells with a bright light shining from it, so the prisoners were unable to see the watchman. Therefore, they had to assume that they were always under observation. The word panopticon is being used to describe our world of digital surveillance. Now, you might think that this is merely another way to describe Big Brother in the book 1984, but there is a significant difference. The primary tool in that totalitarian state were posters and huge telescreens, which were a constant reminder you were being watched. The Big Brother metaphor fails to capture what is happening in our current age of surveillance. We never know who is listening, or even when they are listening. People in China know the government is watching and listening, and even giving them a social credit score. In this country, we know that the government and certain corporations may be watching and listening to us through our phones, our computers, our smartwatches, even through security cameras. But we're never really sure who is watching and when they are watching because we live in a digital panopticon. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.